Kinasaf Dalet, Al Khorban Beis Hamikdash, over the destruction of the temple. When you made the world shudder before your fiery anger, when these two temples, the one above and the one below, were both enshrouded in darkness, you said, I will be silent, I'll hold myself back, I'll observe. And the heads of the poles were removed from behind the curtains and hidden. V'arba gechalim b'tvir mehalchos. And four flaming coals blazed in the Holy of Holies. Kodesh HaKadoshim, Beis Kodesh, Kinivdad. Sachas v'hilalta alei shudad. Four flaming coals blazed in the Holy of Holies when the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Holy of Holies was desolated. Tuesday morning, Chafei Cheshvan Marachshvan, just a few months ago, 7 o'clock in the morning, Kehilas B'nai Torah, number 5, Rechov Agassi, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, the neighbor of Har Nof, Toradik neighborhood. More yeshivos and kolim per square foot than anywhere else in the world except for maybe Beit Pagan. Arba gechalim b'dvir mehalchus. Arabs came in. Oh, you know the story. Anybody who saw the pictures, anyone who saw a picture, there's a srita. There's a scratch, there's an eternal scar on anyone who saw the pictures. For half a second, they glimpsed at half a picture for half a moment. Life is never the same after that. Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim, in talis and tefillin, in pools of blood, in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, our lives are not the same after that. There's a srita, zutara v'zuschara. Tisha B'Av came early. Twenty-six orphans on the same block in Yerushalayim saying Kaddish. Over their fathers who were killed with butcher knives. HaKadosh Rav Arye Kupinsky Zatzal Hashem Yikom Domo was born and raised in Detroit. He davened at the Young Israel Oak Park. Went to Akiva Day School in Southfield. Made Aliyah with his family around 10. Committed himself to a life of Torah. He worked in computers. He was a person whose entire life was spent learning and Avodas Hashem, Chesed, and doing for other people. He was known as for never refusing to help another person. We're always trying to find creative new ways to fill gaps in the community to help others. He and his wife had a freezer gemach. They had a gemach for freezers. For people making simchas, they'd be able to keep stuff there. His oldest son learns in Gaon Yaakov by Steinman. He left an almana and 5 children between the ages of 5 and 16. Tragically, lost a daughter 2 years ago in her sleep. His wife and children are living with this. Rav Shmuel Goldberg, 68 years old. A Rav and Talmid Chacham from Liverpool. Lived for many years in Golders Green by London. Worked in publishing before he came to Eretz Yisrael. From the time he came to Eretz Yisrael, committed himself to learning Torah. One of his best friends, someone named David Osborne, was asking him, said he was just the most wonderful person you could ever meet. He davenates daily. He was learning in the Beis HaMedrash there in B'nai Torah in Har Nof at the time of the attack. mechanech, I made time for learning seriously every day, morning, afternoon, and night. Menachos Be'ion Seder there. He was murdered. He left behind a wife and 6 children. Hakadosh, Yvkalin Zev Levin, Hashem Yikom Damo. He was 55 years old, originally from Kansas City. He learned in Yula before coming to Eretz Yisrael years ago. He was a Rosh Chabura. His Talmidim said, Lo Pasach Girsa Mikumya. His life was constant Torah. With unbelievable hasmada. Incredible humility. He was a Rosh Chabura in Lev Avram and learned in the Kol of B'nai Torah. He had a soft personality. He was careful of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. He was makpid on Shmiras HaLashon. And had a sharp wit and sense of humor. Since he's married, he was learning full time, day and night. 55-year-old man, day and night. From Nates in the morning until after 2 o'clock in the morning, every night, day and night, Yom V'Layla. Bagisa Bo Yom V'Layla. He was behind his Almana Rebbetzin Levine, 9 children, 5 grandchildren. His parents, Bernard and Joan Levine, from Kansas. Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yikom Damo, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, was a Jew from another world. He was an angel among men. That's the way he was described. Paradigm of holiness and purity, and a tzaddik in every sense of the word. He was on fire. Anybody knows his brother, Yibadal L'Chaim, from YU? On fire. They're srafim. They're fire. With passion and with an intensity to his joy. He was tall and had a broad frame. Deep, intense eyes, a quiet demeanor. I once saw him. He was intimidating as anything. But they say when he was learning, with a youthful enthusiasm. Moshe Twersky was a Rosh Kol in Taurus Moshe, Yeshiva's Taurus Moshe. He's the eldest son of Rav Yitzchak Twersky Zatzal, the Tolna Rebbe, a grandson of Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Ganak, when he was Maspidim, said that Rav Moshe was the apple of his Zaydi, the Rav's eye. His Rebbetzin Twersky, is the daughter of Rav Abba Berman. The Kitzer of Moshe Twersky is royalty. The Klal Yisrael was not royalty more than Moshe Twersky. Interestingly, his roommate, when he was in Boston, when Moshe Twersky was in Boston, filming Kibbutz Avodah, learning by his father, Yitzchak Twersky, who was the head of Jewish studies at Harvard, his roommate was Alan Nadler. Later became a professor. Now he's a professor of religion at Drew University. Close to 40 years ago, they were roommates in Harvard for a brief time. Here's the way Alan Nadler, a professor of religion at Drew University, described his former roommate. He said that Rav Moshe, quintessential misnagid, an Eisner cup, a head of steel, a mind of steel, a mastery of medieval halachic literature to new heights. He carried whatever his father knew, he took his knowledge of Rishonim, Achronim, Shalos, and Shuvas to absolutely new heights. Rav Moshe Twersky was an Adam Gadol b'Yisrael, a great man of the Jewish people by every measure. Like his father, he had a cold and intimidating external manner, masking a pure soul. He was generous to a fault, scrupulously honest in all that he did and said, and demanded the same of others, which is often a huge challenge. In Rav Moshe Twersky's life, it was fulfilled in the fullest. The answer to David HaMelech's question of, Mi'aleh b'har Hashem, u'mi'akum b'mkom kosho, who shall live and remain in the mountain of God? Who shall ascend to the heights of holiness? Lo rago al shono lo asa al re'ei ra. One on whose tongue there was never malice, who never harmed his fellow man. Rav Moshe Twersky's intense and single-minded devotion to Torah was evident to all those who were around him. He didn't have time or patience or tolerance for anything less trivial than the quest for meaning of Yiddishkeit's most sacred texts, which he firmly believed were all inspired by Ruach HaKodesh, according to Alan Adler. He was a person of incredible chumras. I listened to a lot of the Hespedim. He was machmir in every aspect of Shemiras HaMitzvos, V'ein Kan Makom L'Haris. To a normal person, the way that he was machmir almost seems absurd. Lokein Avdi Moshe, B'chol Beisi Nemanhu, Pelpeh Daber Bo. Reminds him in the Rosh Hashiva, explained from the Drosh HaSaran, Lokein Avdi Moshe, what was for a normal person, was not for Moshe Twersky. Neman, according to the Drosh HaSaran, means that there's no misrepresentation of what Ratzon Hashem is in the world. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw ba'aspaklaria meira. So too, Rav Moshe Twersky, Avdi Moshe, served God with absolute clarity. It was clear, crystal clear, that he had to be machmir in every single aspect of his life. Never machmir on others. But his intentions and absolute commitments were all for Torah. His Rebbetzin said that when he would come back, Yom Narayim, he would also go to the Tzaddik Rosh Hashanah. Rav Moshe Twersky would go to his Rebbe, he would go to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva for Yom Narayim. When he would come back, he said her husband, he didn't want to even talk to him about Milei D'Alma. It would have been unfair to talk to him about normal things in this world because he was on fire. King of Chavdalid, Kohanim Ahalavim al Mishmaros Lishchatim, the priests and the Levim who were involved in Avodas HaKodesh were butchered while they were at their Mishmar doing their job. Yom Asher Nikra Mahuma Mahucha, the day which is called the day of chaos and confusion. More than Chaf Hei Mar Cheshvan, what day do we have other than Tisha B'Av where there's such chaos and confusion? Zohar HaRakia Chaba, less light in the world. Amar L'Mashchisim Chamasi Itakti, that Hashem said to His destructive angels, I've poured out My fury on Yerushalayim and Harnof. V'Arba Gichalim, but Dvir Me'alchos, and these four flaming coals blazed, were extinguished in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and their talis and tefillin, Rabbi Aryeh Kupinski, Rabbi Avram Goldberg, Kalman Levine, and Rabbi Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yikom Domam. Al Churban Beis HaMikdash, Yehura Ashkehudash, Yisrael.